Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the post-partisan primary hump day edition. How you doing, my little buddy?
Hey, pretty happy hump day to you. Evan, on the board, our fair audience. I hope everybody had a great election night last night. Everyone did their civic duty, and now they're ready to, you know, understand and comprehend and talk about the results.
Oh, some of us have been doing that till late into the evening last night. First and foremost, let me thank the team. Evan and I were working late last night. Evan helped Earl Ingram, our morning host in Milwaukee. He helped Kristen Bry. She was a big part of the broadcast as well. Pat Kreitlow. I mean, we had a team effort, minus one teammate. But anyways.
I was washing my hair. I had to go vote.
I was very proud of the coverage supplied right here on Devil Radio and WAUK, of course, WXCO and WFHR as well. Now, we wrapped up coverage at 11 o'clock last night here in the state of Wisconsin. It was election night. Just 5 hours of live radio for your truly.
It's just five, right?
What do you you know how you do like the step count when you're walking? Someday we should do a word count. Some days I speak a lot.
And some days you actually say things that are worthwhile. Hopefully today will be one of those days.
No promises. You know, I've often said I'd rather be inebriated than tired on the radio. And I'm a little tired today. I apologize, folks. Stayed up late. Hope you enjoyed the coverage. I noticed many of you did tune in. Thank you. You're the good ones. Not you so much, Don, but the others that listen.
I tuned in a little bit. I heard you and Earl a little bit. Yeah, yeah.
Damn good stuff, I thought. And there's plenty of headlines we'll talk about. You know, it's only guilty people that plead the fifth.
Oh, yes, Donald Trump, yeah, yeah.
And Donald Trump, apparently he pled the fifth earlier today. And also, Dom, there's a rat in Mar-a-Lago.
I'm sure there's more than one, but there's an informant at Mar-a-Lago as well. They're palmetto bugs, Crudy. They're not cockroaches.
Oh, that is so intriguing. So intriguing. And we'll get to many of your phone calls today as well. You can be a part. 844-967-2789. But let's pick up from last night. Dom, any big surprises? The Tim Michaels, the victory in the gubernatorial GOP nomination race. Tim Michaels, this guy you never heard of 3 months ago. Now, some had heard of him. He ran against Russ Feingold back in 2004, and he was 45% Timmy then. He didn't win, and we never heard of him again, mostly because he lives in Connecticut. But had you heard of Tim Michaels before, like 3 months ago?
Not since that last run against Feingold. No, as far as I knew, he just, this one other character, you know, some construction guy got 45%. But this time, Crudy, he got 47%.
And it was enough. That was in a partisan primary.
And that was enough to win.
Well, he won by about 5 points. It was a decisive victory, all things considered. And I guess you would call her gracious in defeat. Rebecca Clayfish apparently conceded on election night. Something her former boss, Scott Walker, has never done to Tony Eaton.
Has yet to do.
And, of course, Donald Trump never will. He concedes nothing and takes responsibility for absolutely nothing, as you'll recall. But Michaels, the first thing he did, apparently, if you believe the reporting we've seen, they scrubbed the campaign website of any mention of the endorsement of Donald Trump.
They apparently put it back. They put it back. It's all good now.
They got caught. It's like putting the crown jewels back after you get caught. You know, they were trying to, you know, etch a sketch a bit here, Dom, don't you think? Trying to clean it up, sanitize the man.
I hate to get in the mind of who's running Michael's website, but certainly it would seem to be that they were trying to move away. But again, if you're updating, you know, it's new stuff. You know how it is when you update a website. Sometimes pages get moved around. So nevertheless, the endorsement, the Trump endorsement, is still there. And I don't imagine Michaels will walk away from that, at least right now. I mean, unless the indictment comes down against Trump. But, you know, and this is apparently now what the GOP, the MAGA, is all about. If you're not, you know, indicted or arrested or searched by the FBI or otherwise subpoenaed, you know, you're not really trying hard enough.
Well, all the real patriots are. They're sitting in a D.C. jail waiting trial, right?
Yes.
The real patriots. The Ashley Bobbitt kind of patriots. Well, anyways, Dom, so we've got Michaels. Michaels is your man. What do you think of the contrast at the top of the ticket? Tony Evers and Tim Michaels. And Tim Michaels, to me, he's a big guy. Kind of looks like Will Ferrell a little bit. The other guy from Step Brothers, maybe a little bit more. Maybe a little Randy Quaid-ish.
Someone yeah, totally Randy meme. Quaid, man. Yeah, he's Randy Quaid. But, I mean, I don't, Christmas big guy, isn't, his stature, he's tall. Randy he's Quaid. Like, you think he's tall, like 6-something? I mean, I guess I've never got a sense.
Yeah, he looks like a bigger guy.
So big, white, rich man comes in, swoops in, puts down the establishment, Walker-backed, Pence-backed, Cruz-backed Rebecca Clayfish, stomps his way, yells his way to victory. Collect, you know, got all the megas. I mean, hell, even Ram Jam got 6%, 41,697 Ram Jammers voted for Ram Jam, according to the tally from Journal Sentinel. 42,000 Ram Jammers out there. That is a scary proposition, man.
I met a few of the Ram Jammers, as you're now calling them, Tom. Anyways, yes, Ram Jam insignificant. And I thought any vote for Tim Rantham probably took a vote away from Tim Michaels.
Right.
I mean, I would see the craziest fringe of the Trump faithful maybe grabbing Ram Jam, but I mean, Tim Michaels is the Trump-endorsed candidate. So anyways, I think they'll all come home to Michaels. I would wonder a few of those that would support Rebecca Clayfish, I could see a few of them sitting out the general election for Michaels, but I think they'll all rally around their candidate. And the Democrats right now, my understanding, in Milwaukee, they got some of a unity event going on themselves, right? Mandela Barnes, he'll be part of that party. Mandela won the U.S. Senate nomination. That's, you know, less than dramatic as the race kind of shaped up in the last couple of weeks and all the front runners dropped out. So Mandela Barnes had a coronation last night, and we've got a little bit of the sound, at least for the nomination for the Dems, and we got a little bit of the sound. Let's play it for the people if we could, Evan, while there's time. Mandela Barnes, cut number 10 from the Wisconsin primary victory. Play it for the people. Cut 10. Mandela.
Unfortunately, we still have one senator who wants to take us backwards.
It's Rojo. More from Mandela. Last night, we played this out live, Dom, if you were listening. Cut 11.
We know that Ron Johnson may say a lot of crazy things, but the reality is what he's doing in Washington is no joke. It's downright dangerous. We're talking about a person who's made millions from special interests while he still wants to repeal the Affordable Care Act.
And, you know, reconjigger Social Security and Medicare while he's at it. But, you know, the U-Line's taking a big tax cut.
Yeah, all his best friends did.
More from Mandela Barnes in victory last night in Milwaukee. Cut number 12, please.
He wants to slash Social Security, Medicare. Won't even vote to cap the cost of insulin.
Will not even vote to cap the cost of insulin. In fact, voted specifically to rip the cap, the $35 cap that had been proposed in this, you know, stripped down, build back better, anti-inflation bill being brought to the floor and passed by Manchin and company, right?
All salty that they got, what, one put over on them because the Dems tried to actually govern instead of just giving away, you know, tax breaks to the rich. And so they had the opportunity. The parliamentarians said, now the insulin thing, that's not part of it. That's not budgetary. You got to take it out. And as soon as the Republicans had the opportunity to crap on that idea, they absolutely did.
Who needs insulin?
Not me.
Diabetics.
Not me.
Dominic, back to the election. You know, every year they do the big winners and the big losers. Well, I would say in some twisted way, Michaels, and by extension, Donald Trump, big winner last night. And by extension, Rebecca Clayfish, a loser, which makes her old boss and prime endorser, he was all over campaign ads, filthy with Scott Walker. So, wanker, once again, you find yourself as a big freaking loser. And Mike Pence, you know, they're having a little proxy war through this gubernatorial primary. And Mike Pence also shown to have very little clout here in the state of Wisconsin. Hang Mike Pence.
Hang Mike Pence, also a loser. Ted Cruz, also a loser. But I think we heard it at the rally last Friday, Crudy. It was very clear. The Republican Party has hung the GOP like hang Mike Pence. The party of Lincoln that started in Wisconsin, they're dead. It was reborn at Trump Tower. It is now MAGA. So one of the losers is the traditional GOP. It's dead.
You know who was almost the biggest loser last night? Well, Robin Voss, of course.
Oh, that was close.
You know, we've got the sound of Robin Voss. Perhaps we'll bring it back on the other side of this, our first commercial break of the day. Robin Voss, the Assembly Speaker, Republican, legislative leader, hero to, at least hero in his own mind. Well, Trump targeted him, and Trump endorsed his primary opponent, as did I, as did corrupted Supreme Court Justice Michael Gableman. You know, I felt like I was sort of in strange company. You know, politics makes for strange bedfellows.
Indeed it does.
You know, that's a bedfall. Me and Gableman and Trump, that's a lot of bodies in a bed.
Maybe push a couple of king size together.
Those aren't pillows. But Voss persevered, and he had some words, some shade to cast. And we'll play it for you on the other side. Come back with us. A election night recap and all the newest headlines from the Devil's Advocates. You know, it's the Hump Day edition. You're listening right now. Where is Dom?
I didn't have enough money for cab fare. My tux didn't come back from the cleaners.
When they go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Your calls, your comments, your thoughts, always welcome here at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, it's always a little sad when a couple break up. And in this case, I don't mean Robin Voss and either his first wife or second wife, although I'm sure sad for, you know, the former and former Mrs. Voss is.
Is he on his third or who's that?
Oh, yeah.
Right now? Okay.
Michelle's the third. My
okay. And they're still good?
Well, I've only met her once. She was very charming to me. But, you know, if you got Robin Voss at home, you're always looking for a plan B, right? actually, Robin Voss has always personally been charming to me in the few times we've had interactions in public. He acts like he knows me and likes me, Dom. So he must be a hell of an actor. Probably like Michelle.
Right. No, I'm good.
But this marriage of convenience between him and corrupted Supreme Court Justice Michael Gableman, I suspect it's come to an end, Dom. Irreconcilable differences.
You go, hell, it's been less than a year, man. You can annul that, can't you?
Well, they're still newlywed game eligible. But Michael Gableman recorded a robocall that we played on the show the other day on behalf of Adam Steen, and that was the opponent to Robin Voss. And, you know, the fact that Robin Voss won by a skin of his teeth, 260 votes, latest tally I saw.
Yes.
I mean, he barely won. And he was trailing in the tabulations most of the evening. And apparently it was being reported last night by Daniel Bice. He texted Bice two words: I won. And then he did a little victory, you know, a little victory speech, a little dance.
Well, popping of champagne, drinking of the champagne. Yeah. Robin Voss.
Dancing on the grave of his former betrothed, Michael Gableman.
5,084 votes. That's how much how many votes he received at 51.3%. Adam Steen, the favorite of Donald Trump, 4,824, 48.7%, as Kurti mentioned, 260 votes. Ooh, that's close.
But Dominic, I'm trying to get to the real heart of the drama. The breakup between Gableman and Voss. Here is what Robin Voss had to say last night from the little victory party in Mount Pleasant after he texted, you know, Dan Bice, I won. Then he went on the stage and had this to say about the pompous, corrupted former Supreme Court Justice special prosecutor that strongly suggested we should decertify the 2020 election here in the state of Wisconsin. Here's what Voss thinks of him now.
He's an embarrassment to the state. I hired him on recommendations thinking that we were going to have somebody who was a good, articulate, independent voice. It was very clear in all of our discussions that he had a budget that he set for himself. We didn't say go here and don't go there. He set his own parameters. Then we asked two simple things: don't get involved in politics, and please try to make sure that you focus on the investigation, not being on TV. He couldn't help himself but to try to inject his own opinions into this race.
And then he went on to call the man an embarrassment.
Madison.com reporting, after the declaring victory, Voss of the former Supreme Court justice he hired is an embarrassment to the state. He said he plans to meet with the Republican Assembly Caucus on August 16th to discuss next steps, which may include ending Gableman's contract.
Oh, Gableman is so done. Do you think he'll be eligible for unemployment under Wisconsin's unemployment laws?
Well, I'm not sure he was actually employed. So his LLC or whatever was employed. But we talked about this. How long would it take? Would it be today? It's not today. It's going to be probably next week.
Assembly Speaker, I'm looking at a photo, and I know it doesn't translate for the sake of the audience, Dom, but he tipped back the champagne last night. Right from the bottle. You know, it's like swigging it. Seemed quite happy that he won last night. Had Van Wongard looking on with him. So anyways, I think I was right in this regard, Dom. I said that effectively Voss would fire Gableman by noon today. That speech last night when he said Gableman is an embarrassment. I mean, you might as well have said, Gableman, you're fired. He fired him last night during the victory speech.
Well, he fires him when the checks stop, you know, getting sent and clearing. That's when he gets fired. And as far as I know, Gableman's still going to get his piece of the action until the day
he
gets fired. Well, listen, I mean, to call the man, something we all knew, Gableman is an embarrassment to the state of Wisconsin. It apparently took Robin Voss quite some time to figure that out. But Robin Voss is the guy that hired him. You know what I'm saying? I mean, talk about a toxic work environment. At some point, you need to look at the managers who hire the employees. And if everyone keeps crapping all over the place, maybe it's part of your leadership skills or lack thereof in the HR problems you are now experiencing, Robin Voss. You didn't know that then? And if you know it, why are you waiting? Why are you waiting for anybody else to tell you something that you already know? Fire his ass. Do it now.
Do it now. I don't think he can fire his ass. I mean, look at all the mileage Donald Trump has gotten out of the ridiculous statements made by Gableman. Hell, he invited him down to Mar-a-Lago. He invited him to give the invocation at the Trump rally.
But that was before the embarrassment of the state of Wisconsin. You know, did campaign ads for his political opponent, man. That will not stand.
But you're missing the point. Donald Trump endorsed Robin Voss's political opponent. You, sir, if you want to win and hold, you know, at least the Assembly and the Senate here in the state of Wisconsin, You don't go burn
the cheat. Yeah, but Donald Trump is not on the payroll of the citizens of the state of Wisconsin. He's not a contractor or some sort of office of special counsel. Gableman is. So Donald Trump's going to do what Donald Trump does, and I fully expect Robin Voss to, you know, come to heel
cringe,
and continue to
and
kiss
fear?
His ass, because that's how they do it. But no, Gableman doesn't have that kind of juice, man. Get rid of the guy. We're all in agreement. Robin Voss, we can agree on one thing, and one thing right now. Gableman is an embarrassment to the state, and you're an embarrassment for hiring him.
But Gableman was an embarrassment for the 10 years he served on the court. Come back, more Devil's Advocates. We'll try not to embarrass you, our wives, our mothers, our children.
No promises.
No promises.
I can begin to tell you how embarrassed I am.
You're fired.
Grass-fed, locally raised, 100% organic. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Hump Day Edition. It's Wednesday, Dom. Kind of feels like a Friday to me, though.
You get a couple of deserved days off, Curtie. Hope you enjoy it.
I don't know if I deserve them, but I'm taking them. 844-967-2789. Sneaking up the door, County. We try to do this each and every year, and the only part I feel bad about is Caden just got his wisdom teeth out today.
Oof. Ouch.
And my wife and I are handing them off to grandma in the morning. So I hope he's doing okay. No dry sockets or anything.
Yeah, you'll be all right.
We're not waiting around to find out, K-Man. Sorry.
We'll be back next week. You're fine.
You know, end of the weekend, something like that. 844-967-2789. Let's go to the phones.
Before we get to the phones, hang on.
Sorry, Wisco. I was going to you.
Yeah, callers, be patient. I just want to maybe have this as a conversation piece as well, because you threw it out there earlier, Curtie, then we kind of got onto some other topics with the election results here in the state of Wisconsin. But knowing that the top of the ticket now is Michaels versus Evers, and you know the compare and contrast of the styles, the philosophy, the politics of these two men, I actually like where Evers sits in this comparison. I mean, they are almost exactly opposite. I mean, everything that you do not like or do like about one of them, the other guy probably has. Evers is soft-spoken. Michaels yells at people, right?
Boisterous!
A public teacher, superintendent of schools, you know, a pipeline layer construction guy, right?
I mean, I wore boots my whole adult life.
You know, a multimillionaire lives out of state, not a multimillionaire lives in the state. So there are lots and lots of differences. I mean, I think this is almost the exact opposite. It's like bizarro world going on right now. What do you think, Curtie?
The statement, you know, who do you want to have a beer with? Because I knew, and sadly for Rebecca Clayfish, I feel bad for her husband. I mean, she was committed to, you know, at least making it through the primary. She'd been counting on this for 4 years. So you got to think the family's a little shook. But the fact that she dominated the boys during the debate process that Sunday night didn't matter. To GOP primary voters, having policy chops, that doesn't matter. Now, there are times where she'd lay out her policies. I think, God, those are horrible policies. But at least she had policies. I mean, Michaels is really just a BSer.
He's failed us from COVID to Kenosha. I mean, that's what Michaels'
policy is. Oh, you're going to hear that a lot. You're going to hear that a lot. He hasn't even polished up his own personal narrative yet, Dom. Now, Tony Evers is not exactly dynamic on the stump. But you're right. Tony is thoughtful, intelligent. And I'm not saying, I'm not saying that Michaels is less intelligent. I don't know the man. But as a orator, he couldn't show himself to be any less intelligent.
Well, sometimes it's hard to get from the brain to out the mouth. But to have a beer, I mean, compared to these two guys, Evers and Michaels, and what I've seen of Michaels in those ads, no way, man. We would have a problem. I would have a
veteran
problem.
Veteran guy that served at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier? Guy that built a corporation? Guy that's way...
The guy that inherited a corporation, sure. The veteran thing, fine. But the things he says, the way he acts, the way he carries himself, the words that come out of his mouth. If I was sitting next to that guy in a bar, we would be arguing. We would be arguing all sorts of things, and I would not let him yell over me. I mean, no way, man. The guy, I would not have a beer with that man. Would you?
I'm talking about the metric of the voter, and don't start throwing it.
What are you throwing up this veteran thing? Like all of a sudden, because a guy served, he all of a sudden gets a pass? A lot of people that ran and sacked the Capitol served, Crudy. That does not give you a pass on anything.
Okay, fair enough, but let's not throw that out there as a parallel, because there is no accusations that Michaels was an insurrectionist. So
I'm not suggesting that he is. I'm throwing back at you.
Freaking veteran.
No, I'm telling you. Listen, when I brought him up and said have a beer, I said no. You're like, oh, a veteran, Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. What's that got to do? That's not nothing to do with it. How is he now? How does he behave now? There are a lot of veterans that attacked the Capitol, Crudy.
Okay, my turn.
Yes.
So here's the deal. A lot of people vote for gut instinct reasons. They don't vote over policy white papers, right? Just ask Elizabeth Warren. She's not the president. She had the best plans. Rebecca Clayfish, relative to her opponents, had the best plans. I'm telling you, people vote for gut reasons. And he's got a very distinct resume that is quite a contrast to Tony Evers. So if you ask the average outstate Wisconsinite, do you want to go have a beer with this veteran who's got this service record? He commanded at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. He built this large corporation. Or do you want to go have a beer with the superintendent of public instruction who became the governor? You know what? I think more people would rather have beers if that's the only metric. And that's the only reason George W. Bush ever became the president. And he was a freaking dry drunk. He couldn't even go have the beer with you. But that was the rationale that people used to vote for W. Because he's our kind of guy. He's the kind of guy, he's my kind of guy.
He got the endorsement and accepted and receives and went on stage with the guy who orchestrated a coup against this country, Crudy. Are you kidding me? This is the thing. So, I mean, there's some people.
Doesn't change the fact that he's going to be more appealing to some outstate Wisconsin.
Well, of course he's going to be appealing to Republicans. Who would you rather have a beer with, Crudy?
To Michaels. Honestly, I didn't say I'd vote for him, but who'd I'd rather have a beer with today? Tim Michaels.
How about Donald Trump or Joe Biden? Who would you rather have a beer with?
Well, neither one drinks, so I'm off the hook there.
If they drink, who would you rather have a beer with?
A beer? Damn.
The answer is not Donald Trump, because he's an insurrectionist, man.
You don't know what goes through my mind. You would lose if you had to litigate what goes on between Crudy's ears.
We're not going to do that here.
My lawyer said that guilty, 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 he also said about me, and somehow we won the day. So you don't know what my strategy is. You know what? I'd rather get to know someone not like me that didn't share my advocacies. I know what Tony Evers is for. I mean, Tony Evers is a nice guy. He's for the people of Wisconsin. I have no doubt. In his heart of hearts, he's out there trying to serve his constituents. I know that about Tony Evers. I want to know what makes Tim Michaels tick. You know, me personally, I'd like to know. I'd like to have access to that guy. I'd like to get him hammered drunk, and find out what sort of character he really is.
Don't you think that his character was well represented in the ads that he has all over the state? I think when someone tells you who they are, you kind of take him at their word, right? And he was kind of a D-bag on the ads that I've seen.
He's going to turn Madison upside down now. I would say, man, if you took the Trump endorsement out, if you took the Trump endorsement out, I think he's got a hell of a compelling resume for public service. I think he's got a lifetime of public service. Now, whether or not that makes him qualified to
be a lifetime of public service.
Yes, he served in the military.
For 10 years.
Well, 12 years, Tom.
Okay, I mean, 12 years. Is he 12 years old? What are you talking about lifetime, man?
Dude, come on, man.
I think you give the guy too much credit because he's a vet. Great, he's a vet. Congratulations, you serve. Thank you for your service.
Some grunt private that joined the army and then got his GI Bill. The dude was a ranger. The guy went on to air assault. The guy went on and got basically every crazy risk thing that you can. Every merit badge the army offers, he's one of those. And then he went on in one of the highest positions that you can earn in the military to command the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. Don't tell me that man doesn't have an impressive resume.
Yeah, and Mike Flynn was a lieutenant general, too. I mean, so what, man? Lots of people that have had that kind of background do not end up being good people.
The service of another man.
I'm not dismissing it. I'm just not putting it up on a pedestal.
844-967-2789. Wisco, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Paulie.
Who'd you rather have a beer with, Dom or Crude?
I've had beer with both of you.
Yeah, but one of us is a little cooler than the other one, don't you think, Paulie?
Go ahead. No, I'm not going to go there. You're both cool.
You know, if we have a divorce like Voss and Gableman, you're going to have to pick sides, Paulie.
We can share custody, Paulie. Don't worry about it.
All right. First of all, I'm going to have a beer with Evers because I don't like Michaels at all. And second of all, how does Robin Voss, who I think was totally embarrassed last night, he almost lost to a person that's not even in the clinical arena, for God's sake. He's got the million-dollar thing with Gableman. You're right, he's going to fire now because he's mad. How does he retain his leadership position, Crudy and Dom? Because the megas are simply in control of the Republican Party. How does this man bounce back and get the leadership job at the Assembly? And you guys, hey, I like it when you guys argue, though.
Thanks, Paul. I think he retains his leadership because there's just not quite enough of them yet. That's my position. Crude, you got a thought on that?
Well, Ram Jam's out of the legislature now, so he won't oppose him. I got to think Brangen's going to be stripped of her committee assignment soon, so she won't oppose him. And who's the Witzkers? I forget who's the third one that was all down for decertifying the election. No, Voss will still be. I mean, which one of his underlings, Tyler August, the Speaker Pro Temp, is not going to have a palace coup against Robin Voss? So Voss is Assembly Speaker.
If Voss cleans house, though, he's cleaning the megas. And how's that going to, you know, how's that going to go when the general comes around?
Come on, man. He's got like a 60 assembly person margin of victory here. You know, really, it's...
No, I'm not talking about the actual assembly, you know, the makeup of the assembly. I'm talking about the tenor, the atmosphere of the mega, of the GOP. If all of a sudden Robin Voss starts cleaning house of all the Trump supporters,
cleaning house. He's not throwing them out of the assembly. He's just simply not giving them choice committee assignments, or he's going to do like he did with Rantham.
He's going to retaliate against the Trump support. He's retaliating against MAGA, dude. That's what doing.
Does Rantham need a staff for all things considered?
if Voss retaliates, and it sounds like he will, assuming he does, how do you think that resonates throughout the MAGA community? Probably not well. How does that help with unity and turnout come the general election?
Well, as far as Robin Voss is concerned, unity and turnout is really for the caucus, and he is going to have about a 2/3 majority, right? So he doesn't care about the rest.
Okay,
I mean,
that's what I'm
saying. He'd like to see Tim Michaels win, but he retains his power through the caucus and the assembly. And I mean, man, he's got 10 more years of power unless they beat him in a primary. Unless another Adam Steen comes around and bumps his ass off, he gets to be the assembly speaker as long as he wants.
844.
That's pretty sad, isn't it? You Trumpsters? I mean, from the Trump perspective, shouldn't it is the MAGA party?
Yes.
And Robin Voss is not representative of your hearts and will.
No, he is not. That's why Trump tried to get a guy winning against him.
Rhetorically speaking, I think we should get the hang Robin Voss chancellor. Toss Voss, maybe. Just toss Voss.
They already did that. Like 25 people showed up and they didn't toss him very far. Toss Voss in effigy.
844 in effigy, of course.
Yes, of course.
And don't pour a beer on a set either. That's
no, that's bad.
Somewhat uncouth. 844-967-2789. Greg from the Shaw. Welcome, Greg. What do you got for us?
Hi, Greg.
Hey, Crude. Hey, Dom. Hey, Crude. I'll text you this or email it to you, but I've got a good pizza place to recommend to you in Door County. I won't say it on here.
All right, man.
It's really.
Do they
really
serve
awesome
cherry pie, Greg? Because that's really, I don't care about the meals. I'm just really in it for the cherry pie.
I don't know. I'll look into that. But anyway, the one thing I learned in Comm 101 class at Carroll University was you cannot not communicate. And I'm sick and tired of politicians, especially conservative politicians, like this whole Voss Gableman thing right now, who say one thing and then go back and do another. And that's to me what has symbolized politics lately, and that's why I'm hesitant about politics, or at least Republican politics, because these Republicans, like Michael, he did not now, you know, deny that he was not happy about the Trump endorsement. He could have said, oh yeah, I have no association with Trump, but
Greg, got to cut you short, man. More Devil's Advocates. More of your calls on the other side. We'll be right back.
Fight anyone. Who would you fight?
We choose both.
The Devil's Advocates. Never personal. Only politics.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Let's get back to the phones at 844-967-2789. Lots of people got lots to say. Let's start with Jake from the MKE. Welcome, Jake. What do you got?
Hey, Jake.
Hey, yeah. Hey, so today it's actually working, and I'm glad you're taking a blurb from what I said, but I am sorry that the people that call here and don't like you guys are Democrats. Now I gave them fuel, you know, to be able to argue against you guys. So I really apologize about that.
You know, I hope the Trump campaign wasn't listening, Jake.
Yeah, me either. Next, I think Crute just, I mean, I think to get Evers pissed off and angry, we just get a cutout of Crute and put it wherever he is. And he'll get pissed off and he'll start, like, having, like, being an angry old man. I don't know if that'll work or not, but it would be fun.
I honestly wish that you all knew Tony Evers the way I feel like I know Tony Evers, and he's got plenty of fire in his belly, and he's got a little bit of a profane side. I mean, he's a fighter, but he's not a rhetorical fighter. He doesn't go out in the stump and get mad as hell. But I got to tell you, Jake, he's got it in his belly. He's shown it to me.
Oh, yeah.
Getting his target, you know.
Crudy just has a way of pulling it out of people, Jake.
I'm just glad he didn't have the ability to drone me that day, Jake.
And then my last thing is about Voss and Gableman. I always thought when Voss hired Gableman, Gableman was there as his useful idiot, basically, and it was a good one, to take pressure away from him, from his caucus, and just from the media, too. I mean, like, any stupid thing Gableman did, it was right to Gableman, and they didn't think about Voss right away. Voss is kind of an afterthought on that. So what I'm thinking is, this is what I'm thinking Voss is going to do to like, get back at everyone there. And I bet you they have documents in the assembly that could be leaked out regarding the 2020 election and what Wisconsin assembly people did. I would bet on that.
Well, if you mean tell the truth that Donald Trump lost the election, to have some candid conversations. I mean, there's sadly, MAGA people, there's nothing wrong with admitting reality. And the reality is your guy lost. And everything subsequent to that has really been an effort to fleece people from their money and to get you engaged, to get you fired up, to hopefully get you to, what, vote for someone because you're so mad that the last election was rigged and the only solution is to go vote again in the next election. It's a little oxymoronic. And if you don't know what that word means, go look it up or ask David Blaska. 844-967-2789. Kevin from Madison, you're next. Welcome, Kevin.
Hi, Kevin.
Well, here's what's going to happen. With all the hate, because hate, when you advertise hate, hate usually wins. So Tim Michaels is going to win. All right? The other thing that kind of irritates me.
How so? But explain that point, Kevin. You advertise hate. What's the hate part, and why is that going to make him win?
He's clueless on what he's running for. You heard some of the commercials that have since changed.
oh, if you're an illegal immigrant, we're going to deny health care. You can't change a federal law. If you show up to the hospital and you're not a documented person, they got to take care of you anyways. So he doesn't have, you know, he spews out stuff like that. And there's a lot of people. I'll give you, for example, my mom, she gets her stuff off of Facebook. And the problem is, I heard something on 60 Minutes one night. They said 80% of Americans get their political information off of Facebook. I mean, how shallow can we be? So what I'm saying is he spewing out this hate? If you got to brag about yourself, about saying, you know, and I'm not discrediting the guy who served in the military. Good for him, but he wasn't in the Vietnam era. He wasn't in the Iraq-Afghanistan era. So there was that area in the 70s and 80s and even in the 90s where nothing really happened. The other thing is, don't give me this garbage you're self-made. Your parents started the business and essentially handed it to you. It's easy to walk into a business that your parents already started and kind of start to take over if he hasn't already taken over.
I don't know. Donald Trump kind of screwed it up, but continue, Kevin.
Well, right. Well, but people think, you know, well, he's a wealthy man. He must be pretty smart. And people are easily impressed by money.
Yes. Yeah, yes, they
are. And that's what's going to happen in this case. I mean, I'm voting for Tony, but the thing is that people are too dumb to understand. Or the other thing they don't understand either is, well, this guy's going to lower my taxes. That's all Democrats do is raise it.
Well, actually, Tony Evers lowered the taxes, but a couple of things on your thought. You know, Facebook, getting your news from Facebook. I mean, I get a lot of news from Facebook. It's in some regards an aggregator, right? So Journal Sentinel or Washington Post, like Twitter as well. There's a lot of information that you can glean from these news aggregators. So whether or not you're getting news from a good source or you're reading the new meme from someone who saw it on Truthy Social, those are two different things that can come from the same Facebook. The other thing I would also mention, of course, Michael's lost to Feingold. 844-967-2789. Robert from Brookfield, you're next. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, how's it going?
Good, man.
Well, Michael's is like Trump. He's never been in government in a political position, so he doesn't know how government runs. So he's going to make a lot of mistakes. Second, I think Rebecca lost because of she was hooked her wagon to Scott Walker all those years as lieutenant governor, and we all know what happened to Walker the last time he ran. He lost. I think the ideal opponent for Tony Evers was Michaels. And Michaels is nothing but a carpetbagger. He lives in another state, and he because of the business, he can come to this state and run for governor. He knows nothing about government. And they'll have to put some, it's just like Trump. Trump wanted to do stuff, and he'd shoot his mouth off, and then found out, oh, you can't do that. So he's a dummy.
Robert, he may indeed be a dummy, as you describe him. What I would say is Michael's prior interaction with government, other than his failed candidacy for the U.S. Senate, although he beat Russ Darrow's ass in the primary. I don't think people care a lot about policies when it comes to an election. Democrats care about that kind of stuff. People really just vote on gut instinct. And I don't know. I am very worried that Michaels is such a strange contrast to Tony Evers that it could be appealing, because most of the people, I know you think he's part of the fascistic, Trump-endorsed wing of the MAGA part of the party.
Yes.
But I don't think the average Wisconsinites even started paying attention yet. They said, oh, yeah, it was a primary yesterday. Who won?
Yeah, how's it going to feel about when women all of a sudden have an issue with, you know, him telling them what to do with their body? That's still going to be a big issue that hasn't even played out yet.
Well, that would have been an issue for any one of the Republican nominees. Yeah, I hope it is a big
will be.
Issue.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not just about who you want to go get hammer drunk with.
Hey, 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 hey.